Del Shishi Toyue, Ola He Kislev, Thursday, 7th of November. Can one ask a child to turn a light on Shabbos?
Okay, Shalom Avracha. Picture the following scenario. You've got some very important guests who are coming for Shabbos. Could be the Mechutonim, the future Mechutonim, and you've made everything really beautiful. And just before the guests come, a toddler stands on a chair and turns the lights off. So you've got a beautiful table set, beautiful food prepared, but it's all in pitch black. The toddler turned the lights off. So, a whole discussion, one discussion is Amir al-Akum. We'll leave that for another night. But the question which we have is, am I allowed to get a toddler, am I allowed to get a cotton to turn the light back on? And this is a shaila that one gets asked, you know, a few times a year, if you are actually allowed to get a cotton to do a malacha for you on Shabbos. So I'd like to speak through B'siyata Dishmaya this issue. What are the issues involved? So number one, the Gemara says in Yevamah, Staf Kuf Yudalad, that concerning Shrotzim, concerning the Issa, to eat forbidden rodents, Lo Yisoichlum Ki Sheketzeim. Lo Yisoichlum, you're not allowed to eat them. They're disgusting. And Chazal say in Yevamah Kuf Yudalad that not only can you not eat them, but they darshan Lo Yisoichlum, you're not allowed to give them to children to eat either. So not only you're not allowed to eat them, but you can't give them to others to eat. And Chazal learn out from here that it's awesome in HaTorah to actually get a child to do a Maisa Issa. That's the way that that this Gemara is interpreted. So therefore I'm not allowed to feed real treif to a child, and I'm not allowed to instruct them to do a Malacha for me on Shabbos, and this is the Issa of Sophia. So that is the first problem. The second issue is that the Pasuk says, Loisase Malacha Ato Ovincho, that the Pasuk says, B'mefurish, when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, that you're not allowed to do any Malacha, you nor your child. And there are Rishonim Rashi in Parashas Yisroi, and the Ramban, Shabbos, Kuf Kaf Aleph, and others, they learn that there's actually an Issa for a father to get a child to violate one of the Yisroim in Shabbos. And they say that's true, even if the child has not yet reached Gil Chinuch, that you're not allowed to ask your child to do a malacha for you. Ata uvincha. So therefore, that would be another problem over here, that I shouldn't be allowed to ask my child to turn on the light switch for me. However, they say that if the child is doing the malacha for themselves, so then it's not like I'm asking them to do something, they're doing it for themselves, then there has not been a violation of ata uvincha. The next point, and that is the mitzvah of chinuch. We know, Tosfos Shabbos Kuf Kaf Aleph, there is a mitzvah, and many places, there's a mitzvah of chinuch. And this mitzvah of chinuch doesn't just apply to get them to do a mitzvah's asay. The Tosfos there says that the mitzvah of chinuch is also that they should avoid doing isurim. So therefore, that's also going to be a problem over here. But there it only applies if they've reached the gil chinuch. We all know that if a child reaches a certain age, then they understand the implications of their actions. Depending on what the Isser is, the Gil Chinuch may be slightly different. But if once they've reached Gil Chinuch, there's a mitzvah of Chinuch. Another point is that in many places, one of them is the Goren Evin Daf Mem, that there's a concept of Osi L'Misrach, which means that you can't get a child to do something which when they get older they'll realize they can't, that when they get older they might continue doing such a thing, they might come to make a mistake. The Gemara says that we don't make a brach of Shechyonu on Yom Kippur. Now why do we make a brach of Shechyonu? Because we don't drink a kais on Yom Kippur. The Gemara says, well, feed it to a child. And the Gemara says, no, you can't get the child to drink a kais of Yayin on Yom Kippur, because then maybe when they're older they'll think that you're allowed to do such a thing, to make Shechyonu on a kais Yayin on Yom Kippur. So this is the concept of Osi L'Misrach, right, that the child might make a mistake and think when they're older that such a thing is permitted to do. Another issa is that we know there's a concept of amira la akum, that you're not allowed to ask a non-Jew to do things for you. And there are the Urchas Shabbos over here in Perik Kaftalad, which is what I'm using primarily tonight. He mentions that there are many Paiskim who say that this Issa the Rabbonon of Amir al-Akum applies to a cotton as well. It's a Chiddush, but they say there's this concept of Amir al-Akum. Another issue, just like we have the Issa Hano'o, you know, if a goy does something specifically for you on Shabbos, they specially turn a light on in a dark room for you, you're not allowed to use it, you're not allowed to benefit from it. So too over here, the Poskim say, Mogan Avram, Simon Shin, Kaf, hey, that you can't have benefit, Hano'o, if a Katon did something specifically for you. So what comes out of this is that if a Katon is not doing something for you, but they're doing something for themselves, and they haven't yet reached the Gil Chinuch, they don't really understand what's going on over here, so then the father is not actually mechuyev to prevent this child from doing this Issa. The Rambam says in Yuzayin, May Macholos Asuras, Kotzon O'Echel Nevelos, he paskins Ein Metzuvin La'afrisha. If a child is eating Nevelos, he's Pochus Migil Chinuch, he's doing it for himself. Strictly speaking, you don't actually have to stop him from doing that. He's doing it for himself, and particularly if he hasn't yet reached the Gil of Chinuch. So it comes out very, very interesting over here. Because if we come back, there's one more nakuda, and then we'll bring it all together. We've said there's an issa of safiya, there's an issa of actually feeding a child, giving the child something to eat. That would be something that I'm not allowed to do if it's something which is also. What happens if I just put this thing next to them? I don't actually give it to them to eat, I just put them near it. So there, there's a Rashba in Yevamos Daf Kuf Yud Dalet that says that there's no issa of safiya, of providing them, of feeding them, if I've just put it next to them. Yeah? It's up to them if they're going to eat it. So under such circumstances, he said it's okay. So if we put all of these things together, so the Aruch HaShabbos says in Perich Haftalad, page Tof Kuf Ayin Ches, he says the following Psak Din. The light has gone out, the Mechutonim are coming, what's going to be, the child put the light out, whatever it was, and now you need to have the light on. So he says, if you take a child who has not yet reached Gil Chinuch, now what is Gil Chinuch over here? I'm not entirely sure. It means that they really don't understand that such a thing is forbidden. Certainly, a two-year-old is included in Gil Chinuch. In some areas, Gil Chinuch, Poskim say that one still has up to five years old, but most five-year-olds already understand on Shabbos we don't turn on the light switch. But certainly, a toddler, 1.5-year-old, 2.5-year-old, who doesn't really understand the concept of Issa Shabbos. So if you put them next to a light switch, says the Aruch HaShabbos over here, not making it up, put them next to a light switch, they're playing with the light switch for themselves. Kids love playing with switches. They turn it on. Just make sure you don't let them do it twice, otherwise you'll be stuck in the same situation over here. But they love playing with these switches. Fascinating. Yeah, lovely, lovely switches over here. So if you put them next to a switch, and they're going to put it on for their own fun. So then, number one, there's no safiya. We said this isur of safiya providing them. We said that the Rashba says that if you're just putting them near it, but you're not actually getting them to do something, you're not asking them to do something, you're not feeding them an issa, so you're just putting them near it, then there's no issa of safiya. Then, in terms of the issa of shavisas benoi, that, you know, ato ovincha, surely you're not allowed to get your children to do things for you on Shabbos, and also this issa of amira lakoton, so here, you're not asking them to do it for you. They are doing it for themselves. They just, you know, that's the sort of thing that they want to do. They want to play with this light switch. They're doing it for the ein hanor. In terms of the mitzvah of chinuch, as long as you're doing it that they're young enough, that they have not yet reached the gil chinuch, so then there's no problem over here, no violation of the mitzvah of chinuch. So if they know that daddy's happy if you're going to turn on the light switch, then that's not good enough. Because then really they're doing it for you. But if they're doing it, you just place them next to it. And they, you know, they're going to be playing around with it. So it comes out in the Arkas Shabbos over here that such a situation would actually be mutter. Right? It comes up very, very infrequently, but such a thing can come up. And always at such a time, we normally play it safe, and we normally, you know, just try and be there in the dark. But it's a very, very good idea to know that the Aruch HaShabbos paskins that in this situation, if you have a child who has not yet been reached the Gil Chinuch, a very young child, you would be able to put them near it, and they could play around with it, and they're doing it for themselves, and it actually would be allowed to get them to turn on the light under such circumstances. So if they think that you're the one who is actually interested in them doing it, yeah, right? Because the Issa of Shvisa Spanoi. If you just have them next to it and they play with it of their own accord, then that would be okay.